Hi everyone. Welcome back to our series on different ways to meditate. Tonight we'll be trying some visualization. Personally, I'm not able to create images in my mind. However, this form of meditation is still accessible to me if I approach it like telling myself a story. I cannot literally see the space that I'm visualizing, but I can still imagine it in the form of words. As always, if this doesn't work for you, try another recording. I'm offering as many different types of meditation as I can think of, knowing that some won't work for everyone, but hoping that at least one sticks with you. I generally only use one or two anchors in my own meditation practice, so if you just find one or two that works for you, that's fine. But I do suggest you give them all a try, because you may be surprised what works for you. As always, in a moment I will ring the bell to start the meditation. If it's comfortable and available to you, please close your eyes, or if you'd prefer to soften your gaze or stare at something neutral like a wall, that's fine too. Let's start by taking a few deep breaths. Breathing in and holding briefly, and breathing out and holding briefly. And in again, holding, and out, holding. One more time. Breathing in, holding, breathing out, holding. Now allow the body to just breathe on its own. Today we're going to work with some visualizations and imagine a place of sanctuary. You don't have to literally see the place in your imagination. Just creating a feeling works fine. This place can be somewhere real or imagined, somewhere you've been before many times, or somewhere you'd like to go to. Let's start by establishing a sense of place. Are you inside or outside? Maybe at the beach, in a forest. Are you somewhere exotic or somewhere familiar, like your backyard? Perhaps a special part of your house, or the last vacation spot you went to. begin to fill in some details about this place. What objects do you see in your sanctuary? What are the colors you associate with your sanctuary? Are they soft pastel colors or bright and vibrant ones? How about the shapes? Are they clear and defined, or soft and ethereal? Are you alone in your sanctuary, or is someone with you? It doesn't have to be another person necessarily. If you prefer to imagine an animal or other being with you, that's fine. As you start to settle into your sanctuary, feel yourself relax, both psychologically and physiologically. This is your place of refuge. There's nothing to do, no timelines. No stresses, no anxiety, just a place for you to come and relax. What smells are a part of your sanctuary? Maybe the ocean, or something baking in a nearby oven? The scent of incense or candles? Allow the aroma to move through your whole body. How about sounds? Is it quiet? Do you hear music or sounds of nature? Do you taste anything in your sanctuary? Perhaps some of your favorite food? Does this place have any physical sensations? Temperature or a breeze on your skin? Maybe soft blankets or sand between your toes? What sort of emotions do you experience here? Equanimity or joy? Invite whatever emotions may be present to come to the surface and just let yourself experience them, even if they're difficult emotions. It's safe to feel whatever you're feeling here. What does your mind feel like here? Is it sharp and clear, or calm and relaxed? Now let your whole body and mind relax into this space. I'm going to leave you here for a few moments, and I will come back about halfway through the meditation to remind you of your practice. We have about 4 minutes remaining in the meditation. If your mind has drifted away into the thought, this is completely normal, and just gently guide yourself back to the practice. You can either come back to your place of refuge, or you can focus on your breath, or sounds you hear, or one of the other anchors we've discussed. We're going to end with a few deep breaths, but know you can always come back to this space when you need a little refuge. Breathing in and holding and out, holding and in again. Holding and out, holding. One last time, breathing in, holding, and breathing out, holding. In a moment, I will be ringing my bell 3 times to end the practice. Remember to bring yourself out of the meditation slowly and make your transition very gradual and comfortable back into the regular world. As always, there's no report card. However your meditation went is just how it went. Thank you for your practice, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.